Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good evening. You are listening to 2 Foot Left on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And I'm joined tonight by a special guest. So 2 Foot Left is a weekly show focusing on experimental and left field music. And normally we just play through for like two hours, but we've been trying to do some more record label specials. So I'm joined tonight by Adam Zamer from Utility Tapes, which is a label based in Sheffield. Do you want to say hello to everyone, Adam?
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming in. And what we're going to do tonight is, at least for the next hour or so, play some releases from the label, which we've played quite a lot of in the past. We are fans.
And, thanks.
It's all right. And, but yeah, we'll play through some stuff. Adam will talk about some of the releases and some of the ethos behind the label. So do you want to talk us through what is Utility Tapes?
Yeah, so Utility Tapes is, as the name would suggest, a cassette tape label that is based around the idea of utility. So it's the guiding principle of it, and the idea is that each release should have some form of utility. It shouldn't be a decadent, pure expression of art, but there should be some reason, that some practical reason that the release is happening. And so with the initial three releases that I put out to kind of start the label on the same day, which should have been at some point in 2020, the two uses were to release some leftover music, so some extended like jam sessions, collaborations that had not been released. So some of the longer jam sessions we edited down to sort of form some kind of composite songs, and then that's what is on Space Milk, Land of Milk and Honey. And then the second purpose of those three releases was to use up leftover physical media, so cassettes that I had left from another cassette tape label that I previously ran. The stock was just sat around as basically plastic waste.
Yeah.
And so the idea was to be able to repurpose that.
That's nice. I didn't know that, but it's in the name. So yeah, I met Adam through Tie Dye Tapes, which was a label that existed in Sheffield until...
Your guess is as good as mine. 2015,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, yeah. And it was a DIY space as well. Not that far from where we are sat right now. It's now a car park.
Great car park.
Yeah, great car park. And very briefly, an internet meme. The front of it was. For some reason. Yeah. But yeah, so I knew Adam through that. Really, loads of really good stuff that's come out of this new label. So do you want to talk us through, we'll kind of crack on with some more music, and then we'll chat a little bit between. Do you want to talk us through that last one? That's the most recent release.
Yeah, so that was 614 by Takahiro Mukai, who's a composer based in Osaka, Japan. So he reached out to me and we had a conversation, and he had some kind of leftover tracks that weren't going to see the light of day. So we agreed to put them out. I love the release. I think he's got this kind of blend of like, it's kind of like mellow, harsh noise. But there's definitely some sort of maybe more modern electronic music influence as well. Maybe doesn't come through so much on that track, but there's definitely tracks that have got a bit more of a beat and like a bit of EDM influence. So yeah, very, very happy with how that one went, and that's the most recent tape we put out.
Cool. Fab. And just so people know that all of this is on Bandcamp.
Yes.
We don't talk about the other streaming services. Maybe they're on their own.
So, sure. Some of them are.
Some of them are. But yeah, on Bandcamp under utilitytapes.bandcamp.com. So we'll move on to another track. What have we got next?
Yeah, so this is a track by TV. So TV's normally a kind of 90s sounding indie rock band. But they made the soundtrack to a video game, and the video game got canned. So the soundtrack is left over. It's called Soundtrack to Expedition. And it's was a kind of slightly dystopian, like lo-fi RPG game.
Nice.
And the soundtrack is like amazing and very evocative, and I feel like even if you didn't know what the game was about, you could kind of reverse engineer it.
Cool. Okay. Well, I hope everyone's got their controllers plugged in. This is TV, and we'll play maybe another track after that.
Sounds
a couple
good.
Of tracks, see how we feel, and then we'll come back.
Perfect.
This is Desert Winds. Thank you. So you just heard TV with Desert Winds and then Aidan Baker with Kulk. Do you want to talk us through that one a little bit?
Yeah, so that's off a release called Soil that Aidan Baker did. I can't pretend to fully understand the concept of it, but it's something related to the composition of soil. and so Aidan's amazing. He was in a metal band called Nadia, who still play, I think. And his solo stuff, like, mainly focuses around, I guess, like, guitar noise. So a lot of it's like unconventional manipulation of guitar. But I think one of the things that I like about him more than some people who do that kind of stuff, you know, the like prepared instruments field, is that like everything has like a really keen melody.
Yeah.
And it's not just like self-indulgent noise,
yeah,
concept, yeah, yeah, music.
Is that part of the utility in that? That your, or I'm going to put you on the spot for each one.
Yeah, so I think with that one, the utility was leftover music.
Okay.
Cool. And so, like, I've got a huge amount of respect for Aidan, and I reached out more or less completely out of the blue. Like, yeah, we do have some form of a connection from someone called Jack Shooter, who runs a record label called Hard Return, who are really good. So we'd both released some stuff on that label.
And you released another release by Aidan as well.
Yeah. So that was kind of quite a natural evolution of that. I released Soil by Aidan, and Aidan had seen that I'd booked shows at Bishop's House in Sheffield, which is like a really historic building. I think it's a like 17th century building. And the way it's run is very unpretentious. Like, it sort of feels like a DIY venue when you're in there. And so Aidan said, can you put me on there? And he was doing a UK tour, and we kind of managed to make it work. So the other release that I did with Aidan was my recordings of that show that he played in Bishop's House. So it kind of snowballed into the second release.
Brilliant. What would you like next?
Could we please play a song off Dropped Signals by Type?
Do you want to introduce it, or do you want
to... Yeah, so I think the one I've given to you is Ghosted.
Yeah.
Type stands for the Yorkshire Programming Ensemble, I believe. And it's like four people, Loz, Ryan, Innocent and Lucy, who make live-coded music on a platform that was created... I think it's called Fox Dot. I might be wrong.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was created by Ryan in the band. So this is like long form jams that I've then edited down into sort of more consumable chunks.
Right.
Very happy with it. And then it's something a bit different.
Cool. Okay, we'll give that play and then we'll see where we go from there. This is Ghosted by Type.
We'll be right back.
Cool. So you are listening to 2 Foot Left on Sheffield Live, and this is a special show with our guest Adam from Utility Tapes. And you just heard the fantastically named Space Malk from the album Land of Milk and Honey. Can I ask first what milk is? Oh, is it?
The space milk is from like a particularly disgusting scene in one of the Star Wars most recent trilogy. Things where, like, I think Luke Skywalker has like milks some strange creature and it's like in his mustache. It's quite disgusting. And then it just became Malk. I guess like the name Malcolm.
Malcolm, yeah. I feel like it might be also in The Simpsons when they're milking the rats. I think that might also be called Malk.
I think Tom McCormick, who's an excellent musician who played guitar and saxophone on that, is a Simpsons fan. So it may have come from there.
We thought it'd be good to chat about. So quite a lot of these releases have been recorded in your studio, so that's something that you do as well. Do you want to talk through that a little bit?
Yeah, so the studio doesn't really have a name, which isn't very good for branding, I guess. But it's run by, I think, at the moment, probably about 7, like, people, but a lot of bands spinning off from them. There's various recording engineers who record stuff from there, and I record both my own music and other people's music, like, reasonably regularly. Space Malk and a few of the other releases on the label, so to a certain extent the Type recording, there's one called Slow Union, and one called Salt Pig, were created using this sort of slightly tongue-in-cheek thing that me and Zebedee Budworth came up with called the Asanbori method. Asanbori means assembly in Japanese, but not in the way that would be appropriate for what we do. It's sort of like the equivalent of a super dry t-shirt with random kanji on it, I think. And the idea is to record like very long form jams with minimal direction. You know, maybe, let's do a slow section and then record that for sometimes hours. And then to sit down and painstakingly edit everything into something that makes some kind of sense. The Space Malk, Land of Milk and Honey, probably took about 3 times longer to edit than it did to record, and it took a weekend to record. So.
Well, it's a really good record. So that's actually the first release on the label. And so we had Type as well. Should we move on to the next?
Yeah, so if we could play the song by Lost Film. The song's called Baseball. So this is called Between Melting and Freezing, the release. And this is a collection of demos for an album that Lost Film released. The album is like a full live band, and these demos are just... The main guy sitting down and brainstorming ideas.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's really cool. I like seeing things and hearing stuff when you can hear the origins of things. I think that's always really interesting. There's some good recordings of Remain in Light when they were sort of jamming that out, and then you can hear the sections that they, I guess, actually, in a way, like the Asanbori method, they were... picked out things for samples.
One other thing about this release is it's kind of one of the good things about coming up with releases that have utility is that there's often not many musical ties between the different releases. Yeah. So there's quite a lot of diversity. So compared to, say, Space Milk or to Type, this is very different.
Yeah.
But serves a purpose.
Great. Brilliant. We'll play it now. So this is Baseball by Lost Film.
Thank you.
So that was Pacodas with Huddle, which, do you want to, well, talk us through that one?
Yeah. So Pacodas, I hadn't heard of until one of my friends who works at Sheffield University called Henry said, do you want to go to a gig at the Washington? And I said, okay, knowing nothing about it. Pagodas played, and they at the time they were playing as a three-piece with a drum machine. And so I emailed them and said, I really like your stuff. Can we do something? And we were talking back and forth, and they got a permanent drummer, and things kind of moved on. And then we came back to it and said, could we do a version of those songs using the drum machine to kind of capture that era of the band?
Yeah.
That would previously have been lost.
Yeah.
And we came up with the idea to do it all to cassette. My cassette deck broke the day before the session, and we had to improvise. That is not yet released and will be released sometime in May. I've forgotten the exact date, so apologies if anyone from Pacodas is listening. I will release it. But yeah, it's I feel like it's good in that it has connections rooted in Sheffield, which a lot of the releases do, I'd say probably half of them or maybe slightly more. But it's always nice to have something where it's actually come out of, like, especially in, like, nowadays and the state of technology and social media, to have a release that has come out of some people actually happening to meet people in person, through some kind of a screen.
Yeah, that's very good. I was also going to ask you about, you know, as we're on radio, we can talk about the artwork.
Perfect. Perfect material.
So everyone just closes their eyes. As I said, all of this is on Bandcamp, apart from Pagodas, which is not Bandcamp yet. And you've got quite a distinctive, I would say, approach to the art.
Yeah.
Do you do it yourself?
Or yeah, I do it all myself, and it's all based around a template. So stuff slightly evolves over time. But the reason that I've done that and put restrictions around it is because one of the most time-consuming things about running a record label is artwork. So if you're doing it yourself, there's a lot of back and forth with the artist to kind of agree, okay, yeah, happy with this, not happy with this, or you have to commission someone to do it, and then that's even more time and effort. And one of the ideas behind it was to strip it back to, like, some kind of key components and areas of the artwork that are non-negotiable and areas that we can kind of express ourselves in.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of empty space, and then the kind of creativity is in